Electric Heat can be. They sell and install electric heating systems and give a loan to members who install electric heat either through Minnesota Valley or a local contractor. Call Minnesota Valley REC for more information on electric heat at 1-800-247-5051 or 320-269-2163. This message brought to you by Minnesota Valley Cooperative Light and Power Association of Montevideo.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows dip down to around 12 tonight under partly cloudy skies. Northwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles per hour. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 20. Lows dip down to around 11 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Temps above average Thursday and Friday with highs from the upper 20s to the upper 30s. Chance for snow changing to rain Thursday. Slight chance of snow on Friday. Take a look at the extended forecast, 14 Saturday, 18 Sunday, and 20 on Monday. A dusting of snow Thursday night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly on Q92 Country. Currently 37.
News and weather brought to you by your REC, Minnesota Valley Co-op Light and Power Association, headquartered in Montevideo, Minnesota. It's 7:04 here at KLQP-FM. Great music for St. Leo, Porter, Ivanhoe, and Taunton on 92.1 FM Q92.
so pretty, you'll see. Never alone.
Thanks for listening to Q92, 92.1 FM.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. But then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Mineota High School for tonight's girls basketball game. It's going to be a good one, I'm anticipating, between the Mineota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Dawson Boyd comes in with a record of 7 wins and 7 losses. Mineota 7 wins and 5 losses. But the Blackjacks are hot right now. Dawson Boyd's won their last 6 out of 7 games. Last night they beat Renville County, actually on a 3-game win streak, beating Benson 67-48 last Tuesday. Last Thursday they downed Tracy Milroy Belton in Tracy 70-62. So Blackjacks are playing very well right now. They average about 60 points a game. They allow 60 points a game defensively. Mineota, on the other hand, they score about 60 points a game, but they have a little better defense, holding their opponents to just 48 points. So looking for a really good game tonight in girls basketball. Let's go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups. First for the Mineota Vikings, number one, a 5'9" senior guard, Sarah Greenis. Number two, a 5'10" junior forward, Jalen Cookett. Number four, post player, 5'9" sophomore, Eden Mahar. Number 12, Libby Seussner. Seussner's a 5'8" forward junior. Number 21, Ava Rost. Rost is a 5'7" sophomore. That's your starting lineups for head coach Alan Pinka, assisted by Bryce Jefferson and Ireland Stassen. And your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. As I mentioned, with a record of 7 wins and 7 losses, the usual starting five. Claire Stratmoen, probably one of the hottest girls in the Camden Conference right now. We'll talk a little bit more about Claire as the game goes along, but she's putting up some points, and the Blackjacks are going to need her tonight. Stratmoen's a 5'3" sophomore guard. Number 10, Kyler Yamlin. Yamlin scored 20 points last night against RCW. She's a 5'7" sophomore guard. Laura Schreier, number 11, 5'5" junior guard. Number 15, 5'5" senior guard, Alyssa Swazinski. And number 32, Olivia Essling. Essling's 5'11". She's a forward and a junior. The Blackjacks are coached by head coach Rachel Hawkinson, assisted by Terry White and Dustin Yamlin. And that is your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for both the Mineota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. And we thank Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent in Cambion, Madison, for the starting lineups all season long here on Q92. The JV game was interesting. It was a good first half of basketball, but the Blackjack JV team, second half, they were held just 7 points in the second half, and all them 7 points came from Hudson Mosing. For the Blackjacks, Hudson Mosing, just a seventh grader, and it's the first time I've seen Hudson this year. She is pretty impressive for a seventh grader. She's going to be an up-and-coming star here for the Blackjacks. She scored all the 7 points in the second half for Dawson Boyd, and they fell to Mineota. The JV did 37-21. Let's go through some other games tonight in girls basketball. And here's a big one in Bird Island, non-conference game, but state-ranked Central Minnesota Christian with an 8-1 record. They're in Bird Island tonight, take on Bold. Bold out of the West Central Conference, 11-3. Painesville is hosting Montevideo tonight in girls basketball. And some others, let's see, we've got... I got to reset my computer here. Give me a second. I'll get it. Springfield is at New Ulm Cathedral. Benson, the Braves, 7-4. They're hosting Swanville tonight. Adrian Ellsworth is at Mountain Lake Area Comfrey. And Southwest Christian hosting state-ranked Hills Beaver Creek. Hills Beaver Creek ranked 10th in Class A at 11-1. Boys basketball tonight, quite a few games. Lacaparral Valley, the Eagles looking for their first win of the season. They're 0-13. They're hosting the Canby Lancers. McCray is hosting Yellow Medicine East. Dawson Boyd Blackjacks, the defending state champions and currently ranked number 9 in Class A with a 10-2 record. They're at home tonight to take on Tracy Milroy Ballaton. The Panthers are 6-6. Lakeview is at KMS. They have the long road trip tonight. And the Minneota Viking boys, Coach Chad Johnson, and the Vikings are up in Ortonville, long road trip there. Both teams, 3-8. And Central Minnesota Christian boys, they're at their home against Renville County West. And that game is already underway. The Blue Jays leading early in that game, 11-2. Well, that wraps up our Subway pregame show. We'll take a couple-minute break here as they play the national anthem and introduce the players. And when we come back, we'll have the opening tip-off between Dawson Boyd and Minneota in girls basketball right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, Game Time, right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minneota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodnable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Haugen Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Sports also brought to you by First Security Bank of Canby, proud sponsor of the L.A. Amundsen Scholarship Fund. First Security Bank of Canby, member of the FDIC, and an equal opportunity housing lender.
If a new ride is on your wish list, the Co-op Credit Union has a little tip for you. Get pre-qualified before you walk into a dealership. This helps put you in the driver's seat during the car buying process, and it helps keep your budget in check. Co-op Credit Union is local people making local decisions on your auto and consumer loans. Stop by any of their locations in Montevideo, Benson, Canby, or Wilmer.
Co-op Credit Union, we're your financial home.
Normal lending guidelines apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome back to Minneota High School, everyone. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We got girls basketball for you. The Minneota Vikings and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Blackjack, 7 wins, 7 losses. Mineota, 7 wins and 5 losses. Once again, your starters for the Vikings, Greenis, Cookett, Mahar, Sussner, and Roth. For Dawson Boyd, Stratmon, Yamlin, Schreier, Swazinski, and Essling. Blackjacks in their white away jerseys, Mineota in their all blue and yellow. Here we go. Thumbs up from referee Slaba. Bob Slaba, one of the referees tonight. Here's your opening tip-off and the Vikings control. Here's a quick three-pointer by Greenis. No good. Rebound, fight for the rebound, and come away with it is Yamlin. Yamlin had 20 points last night for the Blackjacks against in that win over RCW. Schreier, cross court there to Yamlin. Yamlin goes to the basket, shoots over the rim, no good. Rebound there by number 12, Libby Sussner. Here come the Vikings. Underway here, no score. Sarah Greenis tried to bank it in, no good. No, nice rebound there by Mahar, and then she missed the shot. Actually, it was partially blocked, I think, by Swazinski. Here's Alyssa with the ball at the top of the key. One of the state's best golfers, Alyssa Swazinski. And Stratmon, I should say, on this team. I'm thinking golf. That means I'm thinking spring. Claire Stratmon drives to the basket for a layup, and she's tied up by Eden Mahar. And the jump ball, the possession belongs with Dawson Boyd underneath the basket. No score. We're just underway here in Mineota. Essling gets the inbound pass from Swazinski. Here's Stratmon. Claire, crossover dribble, goes to the basket, left hand, and scores, and it's fouled. Claire Stratmon. Man, is she playing well. And that foul was on Mineota's Sarah Greenis. Here's the free throw by Claire. Ooh, she missed it. A missed free throw there. And here come the Vikings. Dawson Boyd leading 2-0. Out front is Ross. She's dribbling the ball. Now the Greenis. Good defense by Swazinski at the free throw line. Mineota puts up a quick jump shot. That was Ava Ross. No good. Rebounded by Essling. As I mentioned, the Blackjacks have won the last 6 of 7 games, currently on a 3-game win streak. Swazinski in the corner for 3! Missed it! No good. Rebounded by number 2, Jalen Cookett. Down the floor is Ava Ross. Ross dishes it back over to Cookett. Jalen usually leads. Oh, now a carry called on Cookett. Referee said she carried the ball while she was dribbling it. Jalen usually leads Mineota in scoring. Actually, last year I was looking in my memory page on Facebook and came up. These two teams played in Dawson. And on this date last year, Mineota coming away with about a 7-point win. And Jalen Cookett was the player of the game. Neon Needles player of the game. Here's Stratmon for 3. Oh, in and out. That ball was way in the cylinder. Here's Jalen Cookett going coast to coast, lays it up and in. Cookett grabbed the rebound off the missed three-pointer by Stratmon. And she took it all the way down the floor herself. And it's tied up 2-2. Essling. Double team out to Stratmon in the corner to Alyssa Swazinski in the Schreier. Schreier double team. But now the ball stolen by Ava Ross. Ross, 2-on-1 fast break. And the Vikings put it up and missed the shot. That was Greenis. And a rebound by Jalen Cookett, and she scores. It's Jalen Cookett 4, Dawson Boyd 2. Played 3 minutes of the ball game, and it's 4-2, Mineota. Essling underneath. Boy, Mineota just collapsing on Essling underneath, double, triple teaming her. Essling now gets the ball, kind of a hook shot, and she missed it. And Olivia Essling will go to the free throw line, and Essling will shoot 2 free throws. That foul was on number 12, Libby Sussner, her first. Here's Essling's free throw, nothing but net. Second free throw coming from number 32, Olivia Essling, a junior. And that one, ooh, that was close, and we're tied 4-4. Oh, now they, Jack, steal the ball. Here's Schreier down low. Oh, and she's fouled. No, no whistle. Mineota gets the basketball. Boy, that was definitely a foul there. Now Mineota puts up a shot. Greenis in the paint. Greenis' first basket, and the Vikings retake the lead 6-4. Kind of a 2-3 zone here defensively for Mineota. Yamlin with the ball to Stratmon into Eslane. Eslane on the baseline, forces her way to the basket, shoots over the basket, no good. Sarah Greenis with the rebound. Here come the Vikings leading by two. Top of the key three by Ross. That's hard off the glass, no good. Rebounded by Cookett. Jalen puts it up and in. 6 points for Jalen Cookett. And it's 8-4. Vikings over the Blackjacks. Vikings are being very aggressive on defense. They're really moving their feet. Now they think they switched back to man here now. In the Eslane, oh no whistle there. Eslane muscles her way in the paint, turns, shoots, good. What a strong move there by Olivia Eslane. And it's 8-6. Little half court trap by Dawson Boy, but Mineota breaks it. Here's Jalen. Out to number 21, Ross, a shot put up, about a 10-footer, no good. Rebound by number 4, that's Eden Maher, and she scores. Maher with her first basket of the night, and it's 10-6, Mineota. Claire Stratmone, left-handed jump shot in the paint, no good. Rebounded by the Sarah Greenis. Greenis looks up the court, nobody open. Now she'll take it herself, puts up a left-handed shot off the glass, no good. Rebounded there by Schreier, taken away by the Vikings, and putting it up and in and scoring is Ava Ross. Blackjack's a little careless there. Here's Stratmon for three, nothing but net for Claire Stratmon. 5 points for Stratmon. It's 12-9, Mineota. We're in the first half. Oh, a quick fast break and an easy basket there by Eden Maher, assisted by Jalen Cookett and Rachel Hawkinson calling a timeout. We'll take a commercial break. It's Mineota 14, Dawson Boyd 9 with 12:21 to play in the first half. We'll be right back.
Mattson Family Chiropractic prides themselves on helping you reach and achieve your goals that you have with care. Although most times getting out of pain is the primary goal, and Dr. Brock Mattson will do everything he can to help you achieve that. Chiropractic care is most often associated with neck and back pain, but Mattson Family Chiropractic offers so many other services as well, like sports physicals, DOT and drug testing. And does chiropractic care help kids? The answer is yes. Contact Dr. Brock Mattson today to set up an appointment. Call 320-269-7135. That's Mattson Family Chiropractic, Montevideo.
We're back here in Mineota. The Vikings lead Dawson Boyd 14-9. Timeout's over. And number 12, Caden Perkins just entered the game for Dawson Boyd, and she gets the first basket. Here's Autumn Anderson back on the floor for Mineota. She's been out with an injury, a hand injury, and she's back. And Anderson with the basketball, now down low to Cookett in the paint. Kicks it out to number 14, Jayla Jerzak. And a shot put up and in by Jerzak, who just came into the game. And she's got 2 points. 16-11. It's a 5-point lead for the Mineota Vikings. Here's the Blackjacks, Yamlin, and she throws the ball away. Autumn Anderson with the ball. Anderson, 3-on-2, and a ball stuck between the basket and the backboard. Bryn Ross threw it up there. And Bryn Ross now is getting another basketball. They're trying to knock it down, and she does. I think it's the second time. I saw that Friday at Yellow Medicine East High School where the shot went up and the basketball just jammed in between the rim and the backboard. Second time I've seen that this year. So the ball's loose and the Vikings get the ball underneath their own basket, leading 16-11 in the Cookett. Jalen, strong move, left-handed shot up and in Cookett leads all scorers with 8 points right now. 18-11 the score, Mineota. Both teams with 7 wins on the season. By the Blackjacks with the ball. Schreier, Laura, goes to her back over to Yamlin. Yamlin in the paint, puts up a quick shot. Good! Kyler! Yamlin with her first basket. Yeah, I think that was her career high last night against RCW, 20 points. Anderson from the top of the key goes to the basket, throws it up underhanded. Cookett with the rebound and put back. Jalen Cookett just dominating on the boards now for the Mineota Vikings. And it's a 7-point lead for Mineota. Here's Claire Stratmon. Claire had a couple games in the last 2 weeks scoring 33 points each. Oh, and there's Yamlin on the baseline, puts up a shot, and Yamlin is fouled, and Kyler will go to the free throw line. Kyler's just a sophomore at 5'7". He's at the line, and the free throw is good by Yamlin. These are 3 points. Essling comes back in. Out is Caden Perkins. So starting five back on the floor for Dawson Boyd. Second free throw by Yamlin. No good. We got a whistle. Might be a lane violation. It is. Viking was in the lane too early. So Kyler's going to get another shot here at the free throw. And here it is. And that one's off the back iron. No good. And another rebound by Jalen Cookett. Gives it over to Autumn Anderson. Anderson across midcourt. Bounces it in. Back to Anderson in the paint. Anderson left-handed. What a play by Autumn Anderson. Holy cow. That was an underhanded scoop. 22-14 Mineota. Claire Stratmon. Now to Yamlin in the Essling. Here's Schreier. Swazinski for three. Off the rim, no good. Rebounded there by Jayla Jerzak. Jerzak quickly up the floor, and then she traveled, I think. And she did. Get you up to date quick on some other scores. Here, boys basketball. We've got Canby leading Lacapau Valley 11-10 with 12 minutes left in the half. Ortonville leading Mineota 23-16. That game being played in Ortonville tonight. That's boys basketball. 22-14 here. Mineota leading Dawson Boyd. And Essling puts up a shot. No good. Rebounded. Coach Rachel Hawkinson. I think she wanted a foul call there. Swazinski gets the ball. The Blackjacks will inbound it underneath their own basket into Essling. That ball was partially blocked. Yamlin gets the rebound underneath. Essling with the rebound. First shot. And it won't go. And rebounded by Mineota. Boy, the Blackjacks had 3 offensive rebounds there, and they couldn't score. Here's Leah Cookett, the number 12, with a shot. That's Libby Seussner for 3. No good. Rebounded by the Vikings. Vikings are just dominating on the boards right now. Here's a shot put up and in by Natalie, number 20, Natalie DeCock. A 10-point lead. Biggest lead of the night. Blackjack's got to keep it close here. Essling in the paint. Kicks it out. Here's Yamlin for 3. Yes! A 3-pointer for Yamlin. 6 points for Kyler. Boy, the Blackjacks needed that. That was a big bucket by Yamlin. 24-17 now, Mineota leading. Vikings with the ball, passing the ball around the perimeter. They go inside the number 10, Leah Cookett. Here's a 3-pointer, good by number 22, Bryn Ross. That was a 3 by Ross. And the Vikings have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 players already are in the scoring column. Here's Claire Stratmore with a shot from the free throw line. Off the backboard, no good. Rebounded by the Vikings. They're off and running. Here's Bryn. Layup, no good. Rebounded by Swazinski. Alyssa looks up the floor. hands the ball, passes the ball. Now in the corner to Schreier, her three-point from the baseline, no good. Rebounded by Bryn Ross. Hands the ball over to Ava Ross, sisters. 27-17, 10-point lead. Here's a three-pointer by Minnesota's Libby Suster, no good. Rebounded by the Vikings again. Boy, the Blackjacks cannot grab a rebound here. Vikings pull it back out. Bryn Ross over to Ava Ross. Completely different lineup for Coach Panka, and a close-in shot, baseline shot by number 20, DeCock, and she scores again. And it's 29-17. Here's Stratmone for three. Nothing but net from the top of the key by Claire Stratmone. And Claire needs to do more of that. 29-20. Minnesota. Oh, they go down low and stolen by Stratmone. Here goes Claire Stratmone of the Blackjacks across midcourt. Goes to the basket. Missed the layup. Rebounded there by Libby Suessner. 29-20, Vikings leading Dawson Boy. Here's a shot from the free throw line off the back iron. Good box out by Alyssa Swazinski. Swazinski with the rebound, brings it up the floor. Hands the ball over to Stratmone. Blackjacks down by 9 points, 6:06 to play in the first half. Laura Schreier with the ball. Now over to Yamlin. Yamlin. There by number 22, Bryn Ross. There's a quick pass to number 12, back to Bryn. And Bryn puts up a three. That's no good. Good rebound there by Yamlin. Austin Boyd's grabbed the last couple rebounds there. Stratmone, crossover dribble. Yamlin for three, and that's way short. Might have been partially blocked. No, whistle and a travel called on Minnesota. That might have been on Leah Cookett. And now the starting five come back in for Minnesota. Coach Ellen Pinka substituting all five girls here. Good job by the girls that just came out on the bench. 9-point lead for Minnesota, 5:28 to play. Quick first half of basketball here. Blackjacks down 29-20. Here's Schreier at the top of the key. Gets a screen from Perkins. Schreier, here's Essling. Olivia goes in the paint, throws up a quick shot, no good, and last touch by Schreier. And it'll be Minnesota basketball. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up at halftime. Quick first half, 5:10 to play. Here's Autumn Anderson back into the game for Minnesota. She's been out with an injury. Now a reach-in foul by Dawson Boyd's Caden Perkins. And not yet the shooting, not yet in the bonus here. Anderson will inbound it, and wide open, easy basket. Boy, that was too easy. Sarah Greenis with the basket off an inbound pass by Autumn Anderson. Greenis was wide open, breaking to the basket. Nobody guarding her. And it's 31-20. Here, Stratmone goes in, tried to bank it in. No good. Rebounded by Jalen Cookett. Over to number one, Sarah Greenis. Greenis down to number four, Maher. Her shot short off the rim. Rebounded by Stratmone. Here's Claire across midcourt. Blackjacks down by 11 points. Their biggest deficit here in the first half. And the ball's knocked out of bounds by Maher. And it'll remain Blackjack basketball underneath or on their side of the court. Caden Perkins will inbound the ball. Inbounds to Claire. Claire trying to get a screen from Essling. Now passes the ball to Essling. Olivia shoots off the rim. No good. She's fouled. And Essling will go to the free throw line. She's already made two free throws here in the first half. Essling with 4 points. She'll try to make it five with her free throw. Here's the free throw by Olivia. And oh, it rolled off the rim. No good. 31-20 Minnesota. 4 minutes and 11 seconds to play in the first half. Essling's second free throw, wearing the bright orange tennis shoes, and her free throw is good. Anderson quickly up the floor for Mineota. Driving baseline, here's Mahar down low. Yamlin got a hand on it, and good defense by Tyler Yamlin forcing Mahar to travel. And now Yamlin's going to come out of the game. Swazinski back in. Good defense there by Kyler. 31-21. Mineota. Down by 10, the Blackjacks. Let's see if they can cut it in this Viking lead. Here's Schreier. She's also a good golfer. I just noticed there's three state golfers on that state championship team. Stratmon, Schreier, and Swazinski. I don't think I'm missing anybody else. Playing basketball. Stratmon's throw tries to get it into Espen. It's picked off by Sarah Greenis. Sarah across midcourt. Here's a jump shot by Jalen Cook. It no good. Rebounded by Perkins. Perkins with the rebound. Stratmon, quick pass to Schreier. And Jalen Cook it recovered nicely there and knocked the ball out of bounds. Yamlin back in. Schreier's coming out. Blackjacks will inbound the ball underneath their own basket. Paul Ramel here in Mineota tonight. Girls. And Swazinski throws it into Kyler, and it off her knee out of bounds. Turnover to Austin Boyd. 31-21 with 3:18 to play. Here's Anderson. Now the screen is on the left wing. Anderson drops it into Mahar. Back out to Sarah. Greenis to Jalen Cookett. Jalen has her back to the basket. Good defense by Dawson Boyd. Here's Anderson wide open for a three. It's short, rebounded by number two, Jalen Cookett. And she leads everybody in scoring with 12. 2:50 to go before halftime. Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Essling at the free throw line. Goes hard to the basket, and it's picked off by Autumn Anderson. Boy, Anderson's just hustling out there right now. Good ball player, and Autumn's going to come out of the game. Back in for Mineota is Ava Ross. Perkins is out, and Schreier came back in, I think. Blackjacks inbounded on their side court. Down 33-21. Let's see if Blackjacks can go on a scoring spurt here. Essling tried to bank it in, close in, no good. Rebounded by Mineota. Here's Jalen, goes to the basket, kisses it off the glass. Jalen Cookett cannot miss tonight. 14 points in the first half for number two, Cookett. And she's just a junior. Blackjacks with the ball, down 35-21. Somehow got to get Claire Stratmon involved a little more in the scoring. Here's a drive on the baseline there by Laura Schreier. She shot the ball over the basket. No good. Rebounded by Cookett. Here's Greenis from the free throw line. Jump shot. Good. Sarah Greenis. Biggest lead of the night. 37-21. Mineota. Stratmon. In the Essling, down low, triple team, but somehow she got a shot off and scores. Wow. Olivia Essling. 7 points, and here's a three-pointer. Oh, just a two-pointer by Greenis. There, Greenis, just a two-pointer. Boy, Vikings went down and scored right away. They answered back, 39-23. And Stratmon passes the ball down low to Yamlin, and she's crashed into by a Viking. Not sure who they call the foul on there. Oh, it's number 12, Libby Susner. And Susner's going to come out of the game. Back in is Jayla Jerzak, a sophomore for Mineota. 39-23 Mineota. Minute 13 to play. In the Essling. Essling banks it in. And Olivia Essling getting going here. 39-25 with 1 minute to play in the first half. Mineota leading. Vikings with the possession here. Here's Jerzak. Down low to Mahar in the paint. Essling guarding her. Now Stratmon steals the ball. What a play by Claire Stratmon. And Essling double teaming Mahar. Stratmon stole the ball. And now here's Essling down low again. Olivia, top of the key to Schreier. Oh, Laura almost lost the ball, but she recovered. She gets a screen from Essling. Here's Swazinski with 30 seconds to play. Swazinski scoops it up. No good. We got girls falling to the floor. No whistle. And here's Mahar down low. Easy basket. She missed it. Rebounded by Cookett, and she's fouled with 18 seconds to play. Well, during Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report, we will go through the other scores. Cookett will be at the free throw line, 39-25. Jalen's free throw is up and in. 15 points for Jalen. And the Vikings have hit 40 points here in the first half. They averaged 60. Second free throw is also good. Here's Stratmon with 15 seconds to go. Gets a screen from Essling. Claire kicks it out in the corner to Yamlin. Now the ball stolen, picked off by Jayla Jerzak. 2-on-1 for Mineota. Jerzak shoots, score. No, took it with the rebound at the buzzer. And that's where we're at halftime. Mineota 41, Dawson Boyd 25 at the half. Entertaining first half of basketball, that's for sure. Well, we'll take a couple-minute break, and we'll come back with Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report right after this.
Farmers at heart. At Beck's, that's who we are. Over 100 years, the Beck family has lived and farmed in central Indiana, and today seed means so much more than just being a great seed supplier. We are committed to helping farmers seek new challenges, push boundaries, and innovate in an ever-changing industry. That's what makes Beck's different. We love what we do. We are and will remain farmers at heart. For more information, call Bob Pearson at 320-226-1534.
Southwest Insurance Services, Incorporated of Camby and Grinnell Mutual, understand the value of teamwork. That's why we applaud the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Carrie Harding, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 507-223-7248 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual and Reinsurance Company.
Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul.
Sports on Q92, also sponsored by Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, Minnesota. Landowners, for all your tiling, drainage, and excavating needs, contact Nate Ludvigson of Ludvigson Tiling at 320-226-7022. Nate gives estimates upon request and all work guaranteed. That's Ludvigson Tiling of Madison, another fine Q92 sports booster. Another sports booster on Q92 is the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers Association. Being a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers gives you opportunities to give back to your community, be more involved in public policy decisions, and be more informed on issues affecting local farmers. To find out more information about the benefits or to become a member of the Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, contact Dwight Mork or Jeff Rankins today. Lacaparral County Corn and Soybean Growers, proud to sponsor high school sports here on Q92.
All right, welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo here in Mineota, and your halftime score, the Mineota Vikings 41, Dawson Boyd 25. And let's go through the scoring. First for the Mineota Vikings. The Vikings have eight players scoring in the first half. DeCock with 4 points, Bryn Rost with three, Jalen Jerzak with two, Autumn Anderson with two, Ava Rost with two, Eden Mahar with four, and Sarah Greenis with 8 points. And your leading scorer in the first half for the Mineota Vikings, Jalen Cookett, with 16 points. He's got a, probably got a double-double already with the number of rebounds she's had in the first half. For Dawson Boyd, just four players have scored in the first half. Caden Perkins with a bucket. Claire Stratmone with 8 points. She hit two threes in the first half. Kyler Yamlin with 6 points. And your leading scorer for Dawson Boyd in the first half is Olivia Essling with 9 points. She was 3 for 4 from the free throw line, has 3 field goals. She's got 9 points tonight as she leads Dawson Boyd in scoring. That's the scoring for Dawson Boyd in Minnesota. Let's see what we got for updates from other games. Oh, here's a surprising one. Bold leading the state-ranked Central Minnesota Christian 41-26 at the half. Wow, that's surprising. And actually, girls' games, that's all we have right now to share. Actually, Hancock leading Underwood 26-19. Benson losing to Swanville at the half, 34-18. Boys basketball, we've got Dawson Boyd with a minute left before half, leading Tracy Milroy Ballaton 47-32. And just about at halftime, McCray leading Yellow Menace Nice 19-16. At La Caparo Valley, boys basketball, just about halftime, Canby leading La Caparo Valley 34-31. And KMS leading Lakeview 21-2 in the first half. Minnesota Viking boys, they're up in Ortonville tonight. And just about halftime there, Ortonville leading Minnesota 42-30. And state-ranked Wabasso up on Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop 46-30. State-ranked Wabasso will be playing Dawson Boyd. Let's see, when is that game? January 29th at Wabasso. And Wabasso hasn't lost a game yet. They're 11-0, and Dawson Boyd 10-2. And I'll be down in Wabasso that night. Should be an outstanding game. That's the 29th of January. And that wraps up our Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report here in Minnesota. We'll take about a 3-4 minute break here, and when we come back, we'll have the second half of the Vikings and Blackjacks, and then we're at halftime, Minnesota leading Dawson Boyd 41-25. We'll be back in a couple minutes.
Very good.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Minnesota. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're about to get the second half underway. Minnesota leading Dawson Boyd 41-25. And Minnesota with the possession to start the second half. Here we go. Sarah Greenis down to Mahart. Easy basket. That was a design play. Coach Panka probably designed that up in the locker room at halftime. And it's 43-25. Blackjacks down. Stratmone. Here's Schreier with a shot from the free throw line. She followed her shot, almost got the rebound. But last touch by Lauren, it goes out of bounds. And it'll be Minnesota basketball. 43-25, Vikings leading Dawson Boyd in the Camden Conference matchup here tonight in Minnesota. Nice crowd on hand, as always, here in Minnesota. And a lot of Dawson Boyd fans making the trip tonight, which is good to see. Blackjacks, as I mentioned, they currently on a three-game win streak. They've won their last 6 of 7 games against some pretty good teams. Here's Mahart. Oh, nice pass by Mahart down number 21. That's Ava Ross, and Ross scores. And there's a bullet of a pass by Mahart, Eden Mahart. And it's 45-25. And now the ball is thrown out of bounds by Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks just not in sync tonight. leading scorer at half was Essling with 9. Strathmore had 8. And travel, no double dribble called by Minnesota's Ava Ross. Turnover there by the Vikings. Coach Panka not happy about that. And here's Claire Strathmore. Claire held 8 points in the first half. Crossover dribble there. Now to Schreier. Here's Swazinski at the top of the key. Down low to Strathmore. Claire forces up a shot, and it goes in, and she's fouled. How did she get that shot off? Wow, what an athletic move there by Claire Strathmore of Dawson Boyd. The double team hammered, and somehow she got the shot off, and it rolled around the rim and went in. Here's her free throw for a 3-point play. And it's 45-28. Blackjack's going to need to go on a scoring spurt here. Tell you what, Minnesota's done a fantastic job defensively. Wide open for a 3, and it's good by Libby Seussner. That's Seussner's first basket of the night. It's a 3-pointer by Seussner. Swazinski with the ball, 48-28, the score. Ooh, now we got a foul on Ava Ross guarding Schreier. Libby Seussner comes out, and Jalen Jerzak in for Minnesota. She's a 5'9 sophomore forward. Inbound pass in front of Coach Rachel Hawkinson. Strathmore throws it all the way over to Schreier. Now to Yamlin inside to Essling. Here's Swazinski at the free throw line. Alyssa goes to the basket, throws up a layup. She's fouled. Basket does not go in. And Alyssa Swazinski will go to the free throw line. Alyssa has yet to score in the game. Good opportunity here from the free throw line for Swazinski. And she missed it. Coach Allen box out. Box out on the free throw. And Alyssa's second free throw is nothing but net. And Swazinski gets on the scoreboard. 48-29, Minnesota leading Dawson Boyd. Here's Eden Maher over to number 14. That's Jalen Jerzak. Down low to Maher. Good. Jalen Cook it with a nice pass to Maher. And Maher with 8 points. 50 points for Minnesota as we just get the second half underway. 50-29. They average 60. Now the ball stolen by Cookett. Jalen Cookett with the steal. Brings it across midcourt. Down low to Maher. Eden in the paint. Good defense by Schreier and Essling. Now Greenis throws up a one-handed shot and it goes in. Wow. There was no arch on that. She just threw it up with one hand and it went in. Sarah Greenis with a basket. She's got 10 points. Blackjacks throw up a shot, rebounded by Swazinski, and Alyssa's fouled. And Coach Panka upset about the rebounding effort there by his team. And Swazinski. Alyssa back to the free throw line. Alyssa has the basketball, and the free throw's up and good. 2 points, all from the free throw line for Swazinski. Second free throw up, and that's nothing but net. 3 points for Alyssa, all from the free throw line here in the second half. 52-31 is your score, Vikings lead. Someone's going to pick up their 8th win of the season tonight, both teams with 7 wins. Maher tried to force it down low, the ball's loose. Goes to the top of the key to Sarah Greenis. She puts up a 3-pointer. Essling with the rebound, and I think Maher was over the back of Olivia Essling. Oh, 14. That's Jalen Jerzak with the foul. So Dawson Boyd will bring the ball up the floor, down 52-31 to Minnesota. Autumn Madison tipped the ball away and went right in the hands of Sarah Greenis. Here's Mineota with the possession. To Autumn Anderson. Anderson. Down to Greenis. Greenis gets the screen from Anderson. Now puts up the shot in the paint. No good. Good rebound by Esslein. Boy, Olivia used her body well there, blocking out two Vikings for the rebound. That's the way you're supposed to do it. Here's Stratmone. Claire goes to the basket. She's either fouled by Greenis or Autumn Anderson. Stopping the clock with 13:32 to play in the ball game. 52-31 the score. Blackjacks inbounded underneath their own basket. They get it in the Yamlin. Kyler throws up the shot, partially blocked by Jalen Cookett, and Cookett gets the loose ball. Good defense there by Jalen Cookett. Here's Anderson. Boy, Anderson's a spitfire. She is aggressive. She's going, her motor's going 100 miles an hour, and there's a layup by Jalen Jerzak. Left-handed layup. She found an opening, and Jerzak scores her fourth point of the game. 54-31, Mineota. Here's Stratmone in the paint. Puts up a left-handed shot. She's fouled. And referee Slaba comes over the scores table. And I'm not sure who that foul was on, but Claire's at the free throw line, and Claire's free throw is good. It gives her 12 points. Greenis comes out. Bryn Ross in for Mineota. Swazinski's out, and Perkins in for Dawson Boyd. Second free throw by Claire is good. 13 points for Claire Stratmone. Here comes Autumn Anderson across midcourt for the Mineota Vikings. Drops it down low to Jalen. Cook it. Underhands it to number 14 for a three-pointer. That's Jerzak. That's no good. Rebounded by Esslein. Here's Stratmone up to Yamlin. To Esslein at the top of the key. Olivia goes hard to the basket. Throws it up and in. She falls down. No whistle. And what a play by Esslein. Holy cow. There was a lot of contact there, and Esslein put it up. Here's a three-pointer by Mineota's number 22. That's Bryn Ross way off the mark. Dawson Boyd picks it up. Now Stratmone tries to get into Esslein. 54-35 is your score. Mineota leading Dawson Boyd in this Camden Conference matchup tonight. Blackjacks Perkins inbounds it to Esslein. Esslein, one-handed shot, and goes in again. What a game for Esslein. She's got 13 points. Stratmone has 13 points. But the Blackjacks are down 54-37. Just under 12 minutes to play in the ball game. Anderson over to Ross. Bryn Ross, it is. A sophomore, double team. And now a traveling call on Jayla Jerzak, I believe. Good defense by the Blackjacks there. Blackjacks are picking up the tempo a little bit here now, moving their feet more on defense. 54-37, Mineota. Blackjacks with the ball. Esslein goes to the basket, underhands it, no good, gets her own rebound, and Autumn Anderson comes in, and might be a foul on Autumn. And it'll be a 1-1 for Esslein at the free throw line. And I think that was on Autumn Anderson. Libby Seussner is going to come in for Jayla Jerzak. So here's Esslein at the line. The Olivia's been at the line. She's 3-4 at the free throw line tonight. She's got 13 points. Here's her free throw, 1-1. It's good. 14 for number 32, Esslein, the junior. Second free throw by Esslein. On its way, and that's off the back iron. Yamlin with the rebound. Kyler puts the shot up, partially blocked by Cookett. Jalen cross midcourt in the paint, almost lost it. Now does lose it to Claire Stratmone. Stratmon quickly up the floor for Dawson Boyd. Kicks it back out to Essling on the baseline. Essling, top of the key. Here's Perkins for three, and that's way short. And picked up by Anderson. Anderson, quick pass. Cook it. Scores. What a play. Wow, that was probably our Wow Ottawa play of the game there on the fast break between Rost and Cook it. 56-38. Here's a three-pointer by Yamlin. No. Yamlin with a high arching three-pointer. Vikings quickly down the floor. Here's a short jumper by Seussner, and it goes in. Seussner with 5 points. All five of Seussner's points have come in the second half. And it's 58-38 with 10-16 to play. Essling throws up a one-handed shot, and the Vikings get it. Here's Anderson looking up the floor. Boy, Autumn is, oh, nice pass by Anderson, and oh, it's missed by Seussner. Oh, good opportunity here. Now Anderson steals the ball. Wow, look at Autumn Anderson go in for the layup and scores. What a play. Her motor is 100 miles an hour all the time, and it showed there, and Coach Rachel Hawkinson calling a timeout. It's 60-38. Dawson Boyd, or Mineota, with 9 minutes to play in the ball game. We'll take a commercial break and be back with more basketball from Mineota High School right after this.
MKLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Fender bender? Major collision? Don't stress. Call Tufty Auto Body and Sales in Madison. They handle the dents, the dings, and full repairs like it never happened. Tufty Auto Body works with all insurance providers and offers free estimates. Fast, friendly, and flawless. That's Tufty Auto Body's promise. Call 320-598-3770 or visit Tufty Auto Body and Sales Facebook page. That's Tufty Auto Body and Sales, where your car comes back better than ever.
Paul Ramo back here at Mineota High School. There's 9:48 to play in the ball game, and Mineota with a commanding 60-38 lead over Dawson Boyd. Timeout's over by head coach Rachel Hawkinson. Blackjacks with the ball. Szczesny back into the game for Dawson Boyd. Here's Essling, top of the key to Schreier. Stratmon goes baseline. And the ball's picked off by Autumn Anderson again, and Anderson's fouled by Stratmon. I'm impressed with Autumn Anderson. She's been injured, hasn't played because of a broken hand or broken finger or something. I think this is her first game back, and she is all over the court. Stratmon's going to come out of the game. And Yamlin comes in. Here's Anderson. Oh, wide open underneath, and now they pull it back out. Ross, Bryn Ross, with the ball. Blackjacks look like they went go into a 2-3 zone here off the timeout. Here's Autumn Anderson on the right wing. Throws it over the middle. Picked up by number 20. Her shot up, no good. Rebounded by Maher. Her shot underneath won't go. Here come the Blackjacks. Szczesny to Essling. Yamlin is going to go to the basket on Anderson. Yamlin throws up a shot, goes over the rim, no good. And here comes Mineota as Autumn Anderson with the ball. The right wing, the number 22, Bryn Ross. 60-38, Mineota leading Dawson Boyd here on this Tuesday night. Here in Mineota, Camden Conference girls basketball. Anderson for three, off the front of the rim, no good. Eden Maher with the rebound. And now a three-pointer by Bryn Ross. That missed everything. And picking up the loose ball was Perkins. Leads Essling. Essling now stolen there by Bryn Ross. She was anticipating the pass, Bryn Ross was. Now the Vikings go, throw the ball down low, and it's off Eden Maher's hands out of bounds. Stratmon's coming back into the game for Perkins. Dawson Boyd fans in front of me here. JV game tonight. Mineota beat Dawson Boyd 37-21. Here's Yamlin in the paint. Back out to Stratmon. Claire puts up a three. Good! A three-pointer by Stratmon gives her 16 points. We need about 10 more of them, Claire. Down 60-41. Maher with the ball at the free throw line. Now steps into the paint over to Anderson. Anderson kind of behind the back pass, but it's stolen by Claire Stratmon. Stratmon goes in off the glass. Her and Anderson collide, and it's picked up there by Mineota, Natalie DeCock. Here's Anderson in the Maher, and Maher puts the ball on the floor. Now the ball's loose, picked up by Essling. I think that was Laura Schreier knocking the ball out of her hand. Here's Stratmon wide open for a three, and she doesn't miss. Another three-pointer by Claire Stratmon, and it's 60-44. Might be a little too late with 6:40 to play in the ball game. Anderson goes to the basket. Stratmon will pick up the foul. Stratmon leads, I think, all scorers now with 19. She only had 8 points in the first half. Substitutes coming in for Coach Alan Panka. Mineota inbound the ball underneath their own basket, and they get it into Sarah Greenis back on the floor. Here's a quick three-pointer by number 21, Ava Ross. No good. Dawson Boyd on the fast break. Szczynski down low off the rim. No good. And now Schreier's going to foul Jalen Cookett. Let's see how some of the other games are doing. Two quick updates here. And we got boys basketball. Lacaparo leading Camby now, 50-45. The Lacaparo Valley boys trying to pick up their first win of the season. They're 0-13. Here's Maher for three. Oh, that was in the cylinder and popped out. And Stratmon gets the rebound. They're going to call it jump ball. Wow. Other boys basketball scores. Dawson Boyd leading Tracy Milroy Ballatin in the second half, 72-46. KMS at halftime, 48-17 over Lakeview. McCray leading Yellow Medicine East, 34-25. Here's Claire Stratmon for three, and that one's off the back iron, no good. Nice big rebound there by Libby Susner. Mineota boys, so they're up in Ortonville. Late in the game there, they're down 60-42. There's Jalen Cookett down low with a basket. That gives Cookett 20 points in the ball game. 62-44 the score here. Essling out to Yamlin for three, way short, and the ball's loose. Picked up by Sarah Greenis. Sarah's fouled by Schreier. 5 minutes, 19 seconds to play. It's Mineota 62, Dawson Boyd 44. Mineota led at the half, 41-25. Sarah Greenis will inbound the ball right in front of her own bench. They go down low to Maher. Maher goes by Essling and a foul by Olivia. Olivia Essling picks up the foul. I'm watching this girls game close here. Bold leading state-ranked Central Minnesota Christian in Bird Island by 10 points with 5 minutes left in the ballgame, 64-54. Wow. Free throw by Eden Maher is good. Got nine. Second free throw by Eden. Nothing but net. Good free throw shooting there by Maher. She's in double figures with 10. There's a 20-point lead right now for the Vikings, 64-44. Blackjacks passing the ball around the perimeter. Yamlin, down low to Essling on the baseline. Double team. Essling forces up a shot. No good. Goes out to Szczesinski. Alyssa traveled, I think. Yep. Referee Slava whistled her for travel. Well, the story of the game, I think, so far is a good defense tonight by Minnesota. And they're just doing a great job defensively, being very aggressive. And now Maher trying to reach Jalen Cook it down low and throws it out of bounds. No good. Out of bounds for Minnesota. It's going to be Dawson Boyd basketball. Minnesota lost pretty bad to Central Minnesota Christian, I think, last week. And I talked to Coach Pink about that game. It's probably the worst game they've played all year. Central Minnesota. Oh, there's Essling with a bank the shot in. Essling with 16. Now the Vikings throw the ball away. Ava Ross going down. I'm not sure who she was planning on passing that ball to. And it just sailed on her and went way out of bounds. Well, we're coming up on 4 minutes left in the ball game. 4 minutes, and then we'll have our Neon Needles post-game show. We'll name a Neon Needles Subway player of the game and a WOW Ottawash play of the game. Blackjacks turn the ball over. Here's Jalen Cook at down, going down the floor. Banks it in. I don't think they're going to count the basket. She was fouled, Jalen Cook at. And are they going to count the basket? Yeah, they're going to count the basket. 22 points for Cookett. She'll try to make it a three-point play from the free throw line. And it's on its way, and it's good. 23 for Jalen. She leads everybody in scoring tonight. She had 16 in the first half, Cookett did. 67-46. Essling in the paint, puts up a one-handed shot. I tell you, Olivia's having a nice game, too. Olivia Essling, 18 points for Essling. She is a force to be reckoned with, and she's just a junior. She'll be back next year. Ooh, a traveling call on Sarah Greenis. Turnover there by the Vikings. They haven't turned the ball over very much tonight. 67-48, Vikings leading the Blackjacks with 3:19 to play. Blackjacks with the ball, Minnesota in a 2-3 zone. Here's Claire Stratmone. And now down low to Essling, too far, goes out of no. Essling saved the ball, but threw it right to Jalen Cookett. Cookett off and running for Minnesota. Puts it in the corner, there to Seussner. Now a jump shot from the free throw line. No good. Jalen with the rebound. She's tied up with Essling. JV game tonight. Minnesota held Dawson Boyd in the second half just to 7 points. All seven of them points for Dawson Boyd came from Hudson Mosing. Here's Greenis with a three-point attempt. No good. And we're going to have a double dribble called on Laura Schreier. Turnover by the Blackjacks. JV, Minnesota won 37-21 over Dawson Boyd in JV tonight. No C-Squad game. Right now it's 67-48. Minnesota in control of this game. Looks like they'll pick up their eighth win of the season. Maher in the paint. 2:25 to play. Libby Seussner out front. Now to Maher. 10 seconds on the shot clock. They go into Jalen. Jalen muscles her way to the basket and scores again. My goodness. 25 points for Jalen Cookett and definitely has over 10 rebounds. She's got a double-double. 69-48. Under 2 minutes to play in the ball game. Here's Schreier in the corner. And Szczesinski puts up a long three-pointer, and that rolled around the rim. No good by Alyssa. And here comes the Vikings up the floor, over off midcourt. Driving to the basket is number 21, Ava Ross. Goes in for a layup. She's fouled. Oh, no, a Blackjack grabbed the rebound and a foul on Minnesota. Substitutes coming in for the Blackjacks, number 14, Kaylee Brent and Perkins come in. So Kaylee Brent is a junior. She's on the floor. Here's Stratmon bringing the ball across the floor. Stratmon with 19 points tonight, and she just threw the ball away off Yamlin's hands. Nothing going the way of the Blackjacks here, especially in the second half. We'll go through all the scores and stats and maybe have some coaches' interviews in the Neon Needles post-game show coming up. Here's Cook it down low. Again, she scores and fouls. Jalen is 5'10", a junior. She had 16 points in the first half, and now she has 27. And Coach Banka putting in the JV here for Mineota. And the Mineota fans giving an applause to the starters. And Coach Rachel Hawkinson doing the same here. As Jalen Cookett will be at the free throw line for her free throw. And it's no good. And rebounded underneath by the Vikings. They put the shot up. That won't go. Ball goes out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Mineota. Cookett comes out of the game. She's going to end up with 27 points. The Vikings will inbound it. Their JV is in now. They lob it in. The number 14, Dawson Boyd, has their JV in. Hudson Mosing in there. Number 23, Ava Boffin on the floor. Mosing, a seventh grader. She really had a nice JV game. Here's over to number 14. This is Kaylee Brent. They go down low. Here's Mosing in the corner for a three. That was partially blocked. 50 seconds left in the game, and the Vikings were leading 71-48. Vikings with the ball now. Here's number 30. This is Claire Sosinski. She's fouled by Kozbob. Kozbob in for Dawson Boyd and number 30. Claire Sosinski, a junior, to the free throw line. Coach Rachel Hawkinson wants to talk to a referee about something. 71-48 is your score. Free throw's up, and that's no good. Rebounded underneath and put up and in. And that was number 20. That was DeCock, and she's got 6 points. 25 seconds to go. Dawson Boyd with the basketball, and the ball stolen by number 40, Etta Larson, an eighth grader for Mineota, and she's fouled, Larson fouls a Blackjack. Athena Kozbob will go to the free throw line for Dawson Boyd with 20 seconds to play in this ball game. Here's the free throw by Kozbob, and it's good. And she's in the scoring column. Second free throw. Try to make it 50 points for Dawson Boyd, and she does. Good free throw shooting by Kozbob. And the Vikings will bring the ball up midcourt, and with 14 seconds to go, they're just going to stand out. No, they're going to run a play here. 8 seconds to go in the game. They go down low. And this is going to be your ball game. 73-50 is your final score. Mineota defeats Dawson Boyd. We'll take a commercial break. Come back to the Neon Needles post-game show right after these words from our fine sponsors.
Did you know that Dawson Grain Co-op is the oldest continuous-run farmer's elevator in the state of Minnesota, serving its patrons since September 1887? Go to DawsonGrain.com to get the latest in market prices, both locally and nationally, along with the latest weather and market trends. Also, news and reports and commentary from experts. That's DawsonGrain.com. Dawson Grain Co-op, locally owned and locally operated and always striving to help their customers and our community. Dawson Grain Co-op, located West Highway 212, Dawson.
Pro Image Partners in Ortonville looks forward to serving all of your garment printing and embroidery needs. Pro Image Partners has corporate apparel programs, school spirit wear, workwear, casual wear, t-shirts, and many, many miscellaneous items. When you think Pro Image Partners, you think quality, service, and commitment. Pro Image Partners, putting your image first. A Q92 Sports Booster.
On Q92, brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Sports brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to Neon Needles post game show. I've got Mindy Otis head coach Helen Panka with me. Helen, 73-50 win over Dawson Boyd. Your team played good defense.
Yeah, we did a pretty good job tonight shutting down a little bit of their outside game. You know, they've been bombing up threes at a crazy rate and been going in. So told the girls they got to start playing defense outside the 3.9, not inside. So they did a pretty good job of that. And I mean, they hit a few, but by and large, we did a pretty decent job covering that up.
Yeah. What were you happy with tonight?
Well, compared to last night, I was happy with everything. So last night was a rough one up at Prinsburg, and they're a good team. And I knew Dawson's been playing really, really well and watched some film. And, we did a good job of
bold
for most things.
Yeah, Bold beat the Blue Jays tonight 79-60 in Bird Island.
I'm not surprised. Bold's a good team, too.
We got
them coming up down the road. And yeah, we saw them this summer once, and yeah, they're pretty dang good this year too.
Talk about some of your players. Autumn Anderson here tonight. Is this her first game back?
First game back in a couple weeks. We found out in Christmas break she broke her finger, and she went in this morning, and they told her, yeah, we can throw a brace on it, and you can try going. And she first night going tonight, so she got a little tired after a few minutes, but that's all right.
Talk about your other players, Eden Maher and Jalen Cookett. They're on fire.
Eden did a good job playing defense in the interior and got a few buckets to go. Jalen, same thing. The biggest thing with those two is they really pass well together, and they did tonight again. There was a few times Jalen had a nice pass to Eden on the weak side, and same thing happened the other direction. So they do a good job talking and communicating inside and passing the ball well.
Okay. I thought Jalen did a nice job. You did a good job in the first half of rebounding.
Yeah, and that's been the last couple of games we've gotten beat on the boards, and that's the first time all year. So we kind of got after them for that, and they responded tonight and took care of the boards pretty well.
Well, the Blackjacks, they came in hot. You know, they've won the last six or seven games here. So
yeah, and that's what I'd seen. It's like this for, you know, that's probably their best seven-game streak in a few years.
Yep.
And, yeah, they've been playing well and shooting well, and it's like, okay, we definitely got to crank up the defense on them, and we did a pretty good job of that tonight.
All right, what's up next for the Vikings?
Friday night we got a makeup game up in Granite against Wyoming.
Oh, okay.
So we'll head up there Friday.
All right, I was just there, and, you know, Wyoming's got a good team, too.
Yeah, they do. Nothing's really easy.
Nothing's easy, is it, huh?
Yeah, that's all right.
Section play coming up here shortly.
Yeah, we're a little over a month away already. It doesn't, like I told the girls, I go, time-wise, the season's actually two-thirds done, but game-wise, we're not even halfway yet.
Right.
So that means we're busy from here on out.
All right, Al, thanks for taking the time.
You bet.
Appreciate it, and best of luck the rest of the year.
Thank you.
All right, that's Al Panka. Coach Rachel Hawkinson is going to visit with me as well. Yeah, the Blackjacks here, they fall 73-50 And we'll talk with Rachel here in a second. And we'll go through the scoring and some other games tonight in girls basketball. We'll get to that in a little bit. Kind of an upset. I don't know if it's an upset. Bold beat Central Minnesota Christian tonight, 79-60. I'm not sure what Bold's record is. So they're 11-3. So pretty good game there in Bird Island tonight. Coach Rachel Hawkinson joins me at the Blackjacks. Rachel was just talking to Coach Pink. He was really happy with how his defense played tonight.
Yeah, I mean, they were up in our shorts, we think.
Yeah.
You know, they're
in the first half.
Taking away, yep. A lot of switching on screens. They jump to the ball. They, you know, kind of take away the drive. So kind of stopped us in our tracks.
Yeah. Your thoughts on the game overall?
Yeah, overall, I mean, we knew it was going to be a battle coming in, especially coming into Mineota on their home court. And I think it was maybe a little quicker pace than we anticipated. Felt like a track meet there. Got a couple stretches up and down where they didn't, you know, get any whistle calls and it didn't slow up the game. So kind of just wore us down.
Yeah. Talk about you did some scoring in the second half. You know, Claire caught fire there for a while with a couple three-pointers. And
yeah, and I mean, you know, when you're down and you just got to tell them keep fighting. You know, it's a long game, and every possession matters. Try to get a stop on defense and try to go score it. So it was good to see that she was still being aggressive in the second half. And Mineota did get into foul trouble, so kind of knowing the situation, like, hey, anytime you get fouled, you're going to the free throw line to score, so take it to them.
I thought Aisling, she might have some bruises on her body tonight. She worked hard down low, didn't she?
She did.
She really did.
She earned every bucket she got there tonight. Yep. So
I said on the broadcast, you know, the games I've seen, Olivia just improves every game, I think, doesn't she?
Yes. I mean, she has got an extraordinary work ethic, and she shows up to the weight room every day. She's running extra sprints after practice. I mean, her heart is in it. And it's good to see that she's having success and being aggressive, and we keep telling her, take it to him, take it to him. Sometimes she wants to fade away, but, yeah, it's great to see her pulling through here.
Yeah, you've won before tonight. You've won the last six of your seven games coming in, so you kind of had all the momentum here.
We did, and we were hoping that would kind of roll us through tonight. And, but still proud of the girls, nothing to hang our head over, and the season's long, so still keep fighting.
All right, what do you got next, you know?
This is our longest break. We actually don't
play
until next Tuesday.
That's right.
And, we end up having YME.
Yeah. Mineota plays YME Thursday, I think Alan said. And then, you guys host YME next Tuesday, so you got a whole week off.
YME at home, I know, longest stretch here.
You need to, it's good to practice, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Work out some
this
kinks.
This time of the year. And it looks like you got Camby at Camby and then McCray and Wabasso. So you got a lot of basketball left before section play, huh?
We do. Yep. Got to keep the ball rolling here.
Okay. Before I let you go, first time I've seen Hudson Mosing play.
Yeah.
Just a seventh grader,
oh, yeah.
JV. I was impressed with her. Holy
cow. Oh, yeah. Small but mighty.
Where did she come from?
Yeah, just a little seventh grader. And, I mean, she can hold her own, and that's why we did. I always tell the girls, I don't care what age you are. I care what level you can play at.
She can play at this level.
So, yeah, she's doing well for us. And
that's excellent.
Kind of refine her a little bit. I mean, she's going to be an animal out there.
Okay, good. Yeah, you're basically a young team, just one senior on the squad, right?
Yep, that's right.
That's
Alyssa Sinski.
Yep. Yeah. So, and you got three golfers on team. I mentioned that in the broadcast too. So,
yes,
we got a lot of basketball to play at though. All right. Well, enjoy the week off then, and with the practice, and we'll see you down the road then.
That's
Rachel.
Great. Thanks, Paul.
Yep. Thanks. That's Rachel Hawkinson, head coach of the Blackjacks. Let's go through the scoring quick. First from Mineota, Sarah Greenis with 10 points. Your leading scorer was Jalen Cookett with 27. Eden Maher. With 10 points and 12 rebounds. And Eden Maher is going to be our Neonito Subway player of the game. And our WOW Ottawash play of the game is that fast break between Maher and I think it was Ava Rost and Jerzak in the second half. It's just a textbook fast break. And that's our WOW Ottawash play of the game. That's why we say, wow, that was a play. Sussner with 5 points, Ross with 4, Autumn Anderson, she played a nice game off the bench with 4, Jalen Jerzak with 4, Bryn Ross with 3, and DeCock with 6. For Dawson Boyd tonight, their leading scorer was Claire Stratmon with 19. Claire had 8 in the first half. Kyler Yamlin with 6. Alyssa Swazinski with 3 points, all from the free throw line for Swazinski. Olivia Essling had 18 points for Dawson Boyd. Nice game for Essling down low. Caden Perkins with a bucket. And Kozbob off the bench with 2 free throws. She has 2 points. And your final score, Mineota 73, Dawson Boyd 50. And let's go run through some scores quick here in the Camden Conference. As I mentioned, Bold beat Central Minnesota Christian tonight. 2 outstanding teams there, 79-60. And RTR down here in Lake Okabena, Fulda, 47-24. Boys basketball tonight, Lacaparo Valley. Hey, they're leading by 10 points with 4 minutes left in the game, 65-55 over Camby. The Eagles might pick up their first win of the season. Dawson Boyd boys, they put up 94 points tonight at home, beating Tracy Milroy Ballaton 94-69. KMS leading Lakeview 66-32. Just a minute left in this game. McCray 49, Yellow Medicine East 45. And Hortonville leading the Mineota boys 87-68 with 1 minute left in that game up in Hortonville. And that's some of your scores here tonight. All right, I want to thank all our fine sponsors for sponsoring high school basketball, high school sports here on Q92. Thanks to Phil for working the board, and thanks to you for listening tonight here on Q92. With that, your final score here from Mineota, the Vikings 73, Dawson Boyd 50. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Camby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Hortonville Area Health Services, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, the Dryer Doctors in Montevideo, Madison Chiropractic Center, Celtic Insurance Services, Carly Bothan Dawson, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Wolfslager Concrete, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo, and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson. Sports brought to you by SOS, Seafeld Ostra Services, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union.
Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Woodable Construction, Madison, Madison Bottling Company, Elgin Insurance Agency, the Wow Car Wash in Dawson, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, the Western Guard Newspaper, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Ryan Smith Seeds, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Blaine's Electric, NASA, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris...